Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
He's out on the recruiting trail. He's one of my favorite guys I've ever had the pleasure to be around in the NBA. His name is Mike Miller. Make him today's Q&A of the day.
The best in sports. Now it's time for the Eric Hasseltine Show Q&A of the day on 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Let me address him with his due respect. University of Memphis assistant basketball coach Mike Miller joining us now. Coach Miller, what's up, dude?
What's going on? Are you good?
I'm good, man. I'm good. Where are you at right now?
I am driving down a road with a lot of snow on it.
That does not sound like fun. See, this is what's amazing to me. I've heard you on, I don't even want to know where that is, but by God, it ain't here. This is what's amazing to me. You guys have landed five players in a matter of less than a month. You've moved the recruiting class ranking into the top 30, and yet you guys are still pounding the pavement. What's going on?
We got a lot of work to do, you know, and coach has got a lot of things that he wants to accomplish here, and so do we. And so we got to get out there and work. It's about getting these guys and getting the best opportunity for our guys and making the city proud of what we're going to put together.
When you said this the other day, when you walk into a kid's house, I mean, you're walking in with some clout. And Penny said that when, you know, Coach said that when he came on, he said, I asked him that specifically. I said, does your celebrity get you into doors that otherwise may be closed? And he said, absolutely. There's no doubt about that. I know that that's a factor, and I know that that's a bonus for us. But now adding you into that mix as well certainly can't hurt that. But you also have to be able to connect to the kid aside from just the celebrity side. So once the jaws get put back up and they realize you guys are the real coaches, what's the approach from there?
Well, the connection is basketball. I mean, the stuff that they want to do and they dream of doing is stuff that we, Coach Hardaway and myself, have accomplished. So, I mean, that there's the connection. I mean, basketball to me, I think it's sometimes almost overcomplicated. It's a game that needs to be played by the best players, and you get a role out there, put them in their best positions to be successful. But, you know, the connection for us is the fact that we've lived it. Everything that they're trying to do, we've taken those steps before, and we're here to assist them and making sure that they make the right decisions and put themselves in the best positions to for them and their families to do this for the rest of their lives.
As you said, one of the questions you asked them is, what do you want to do for the next 10, 15 years of your life? Is this what you want? Do you want this basketball life? It's not an easy life, though. So how brutally honest are you with them about that? It's not easy because it's not easy to get there. It's not easy because it requires a lot of movement. You've got to be willing to go where the work is, as you and I both know. But it is also, you are playing the game that you love for a living, and whether it's a living in America or whether it's a living overseas, you're making money to play basketball, and there ain't many jobs better than that.
There's not. Well, obviously, I'm a little biased, but there's no jobs better than that, really.
But, second, maybe for radio. Second, maybe radio play-by-play guy.
That's right. But for me, I'm honest. I mean, it's hard work, and it starts with every decision you make. It starts with every decision you make when you start to be 12, 13, 14, 15 years old. I mean, you can put all the time and effort in the world, but you make poor decisions, and that's what we're here to assist them on. We've made mistakes. Coach Hardaway's made mistakes. I've made mistakes. It's now trying to help these guys avoid those mistakes, but it becomes work. It's how hard, how bad you want it. Because if you want to come here, you're going to work. We're going to work because we're going to run it like it is an NBA franchise, and we're going to continue to build it like it is on the work side of things. You know, but we still want these kids to have fun, enjoy it. Put a system in that's fun, enjoyable to play in, where they can enjoy, have that college experience and see what it's like to have, 18,000 people in the FedEx Forum going crazy. So we've seen that side of it, and we want them to have that same opportunity. That's all it is.
I heard you talk to Jason and John a little bit about this as we talk with Mike Miller here on the program, that, you can pitch to these kids, hey, look, this isn't something we're doing just to do. We're not doing this just to go collect the paycheck. We're not doing this because, yeah, it's kind of cool to have the assistant title of a coach or the title of assistant coach or head coach, and you can get some gear out of it, and we're going to be able to, you know, get our faces on TV. You guys are both financially well off that you wouldn't have to do this. This is from a, like you said, a deep-seated passion to pass the game along, pass your knowledge of the game along to the next generation. It's a point, though, where not a lot of guys always get to. So for you, what was it about the coaching life that made you go, okay, that is what I want to do? Because you had plenty of options.
Yeah, I think you know, Coach Hardaway, Penny really – just the excitement in the city and those things really helped me. I mean, what you're saying and what I've said to those guys is true. I mean, if you look at what Penny has done as far as when he gets out, he's coaching middle school kids, and he's coaching high school kids, and he's coaching AAU. That's for nothing. You know what I mean? That's time. That's effort. That's stuff that you love being a part of it. And you know, I had those same similar things where I wanted to be a part of it. I wanted to train these kids. I wanted to work. I wanted to try to help them. You know, we do that because we like to compete. We like to be a part of something and compete. But B, it's because we like to help. And so, you know, for me, just that alone was big. But then the fact that what I saw, how the city was captivated by what happened when they hired Penny and being a part of that, my family being there, me, I basically call Memphis home. So it's just a great opportunity for all those things to kind of come together.
Talking with Mike Miller here on the program. As we get rolling into another week of pounding the pavement, you're somewhere where there's snow, so I will just leave it at that. How tough was this a decision in terms of your family? Because both your sons are getting to an age. One is in high school, going to be a sophomore. The other one is getting to those high school years. And that's a time for a father, especially in your position, where you could just sit back and be dad, but it's also an opportunity here to do something that you love to do. They've always understood that. I know Jennifer has been very supportive in whatever you've done playing-wise, but this, I would imagine you had to run this through them as well and make sure that they were cool with this, didn't you?
Oh, yeah. It was a family decision, and I asked them multiple times. But, you know, I think this is something that's actually good for it. I'm at home. Obviously, I travel. I'm traveling now and doing these things. But I also want to see me work and be a part of things as well, you know, and still being in the gym and still being active. They can still be there with me. And, you know, that's another reason why this was, you know, really kind of a dream come true to have what Penny did here and then to be able to do this in the city where we call home and the families that, you know, it's a tough decision because I'm away on days like this. But it's not the travel schedule that you're, you know, that I'm accustomed to in the NBA.
Right.
It's still, you know, I'm home most nights. You know, I was out on the road recruiting yesterday, got home, stayed in my own bed, was in the gym with my kids. So I able to do that and got out early this morning and do it again. So it's you know, it's a balance. And for me, I still want my kids to see me work. I still want to be in the gym with them. And I think this is a great opportunity for them to come down there and be a part of this as well.
So I heard you say on Jason and John that you've called your brother Ryan probably 80 times, and you've called Penny and other guys. You've asked for a lot of advice. But I want to go to your brother specifically. At what point during a holiday family meal do you look over at him and go, "You ain't getting that kid. We are."
I already told him. I just hope he's not recruiting the same guys I'm recruiting. we're winning that battle. But no, he's great. He is. He's great. He's always been great. That's what he's he's done for the last 15 years. Probably it's crazy how fast time goes. But he's been doing it forever. He's helped me so much. And you know, for me, it's. About asking the question, you know, the basketball side of it. I said this when I first went on. I think it was Jason down the first time when they were talking about Penny's inexperience. Inexperience doesn't come on basketball. Inexperience comes on this stuff. It's getting out here on the road,
right,
and doing these things and recruiting and making sure you're doing things the right way. Because I'm big on that. I want to make sure we do that. It's Penny's name that I'm doing this for, and the University of Memphis name that I'm doing this for. It's not myself. So. You know, I want to make sure that I do things the right way. So I lean on those guys that have done it before to make sure that, before I do anything, I double-check everything. And, you know, he's been a big part of that, and he's always been a big part of everything I've done.
Well, I think also that, you know, like you said, these recruits can learn from the mistakes that you made, but you guys can learn from mistakes from coaches that you've had along the way have made, whether it's a inconsistency in a rotation or an inconsistency in a message or not getting their point – changing their points. So basically, the inconsistencies that led to mistakes were, let's be honest, you were a basketball player a long time. There was probably more than a few times you looked at a coach and go, what the hell is he talking about right now? And it happens to everybody, but when you're a new coach and it happens to you, you've got to be able to, if you make a mistake like that, to basically get out the liquid paper, the whiteout, and white that out real quick and put the right answer in place.
Yeah, I mean, when you're coaching, obviously you can't have any ego. You know, I mean, it's one of those things where you go into it and you learn through stuff. But what you said is exactly right. I mean, me and Benny have sat in some of the best huddles, you know, the huddles that are getting ready for making adjustments in NBA Finals games, getting ready in preparation for NBA Finals games, preparation for regular season games. Like, we've seen everything. And of course, you see things that obviously you know as – I think the most successful people are the ones that have been through everything. Penny can attest to this, and so can I. Me a little more on the fact that I've been in every position on that bench besides the coach, right? So I know exactly what these guys are going through. I know when there's frustration. I know there's – so that all trickles down. That always helps. So for me, it's about learning from those things, but also learning from the great things coaches did and how they prepped and how they made adjustments and how they did those things. I think, you know, you play as many years as me and coaches played, and then you have Coach Matlock, who's been doing this forever as well. We have a lot of basketball. We've seen a lot of basketball with our own eyes. We've been on the court playing with our own legs. So it's that part is going to be fun, and we're definitely going to have to put our egos aside and continue to build it.
You said you're out on the road, and there's no doubt that both you and Coach Hardaway have incredible ties to the city and ties to youth basketball here. And there's great talent here, but I would imagine it's also a priority for you guys to expand the net, so to speak, so you're not just fishing in the ocean that is Memphis, that you're getting kids from other parts of the country as well. How important is that to you guys? Obviously, it's a very accelerated pace right now, but you'll have more time as this moves along to expand that area. I would imagine that's something you guys have discussed is, hey, look, we can certainly get the great players in Memphis, but we've got to be able to get great players from around the rest of the country, too, if we want to take this where we want to take it.
Yeah, I mean, one of the things that excited me, obviously, in Penny's press conference was, you know, him saying he wants to win a national championship and wants to do it with the local kids. And that excited me because we are going to be very, very active in our area, of course. But you also, in order to win and be at a high level, you're going to have to do it nationally as well. And for us, you know, fitting the culture and the stuff that coach wants to put in place and the style of play, you got to go outside there and find guys. And you know, I think to really, you know, accelerate our program and to get us going where it becomes, you know, a national, you know, like, hey, when I first came out of college or when I came out of high school, it was when I went to University of Florida, it was like, why Florida? And towards the end, you know, 10, 6, 7, 8 years later, it was, man, Florida was up there against everybody. It was because they started recruiting nationally. They started getting guys from New Hampshire, guys from West Virginia, guys from South Dakota. So that's the same thing we want to do. We want to build it. Obviously, the core of our team is going to be Memphis. That's what we're built. That's our city. But we also got to get the national guys to recognize and let these guys know that, hey, listen, we're up here playing against anybody. And that's kind of what we're showing right now. We're trying to do that. Obviously, we got to go get guys to do that, though. So that's our job.
I could have told you why Florida. Have you ever spent – I mean, you have, but has anybody that asked that question ever spent wintertime in South Dakota? let's compare the two right there. That's why I've never understood some of the like tropical locations or desert-like locations not getting better players because I'm like, dude, you live here. It's snowing every day. It's 85 and girls are in bikinis every day. I think basketball would be good for you here. Two side questions and I'll let you go because these are the fun ones. You're wearing that ring, aren't you?
Always. Well, not always.
Not always.
Now,
yes. Yeah, always. Always now. So whatever hand you have it on is becoming incredibly strong because it's kind of lightweight. You know, it's not very heavy.
I wanted to even things out today, so I put them both on today. So.
Oh my gosh! You did not. you are a beautiful human being if you did. That's an even bigger power play. And one of the listeners wanted to know whatever happened to your monkey. You had a pet monkey.
Yeah, he was awesome too. But when I had my when we had Mason, my oldest, we ended up giving him to a sanctuary because he got protected of me and my wife, so we didn't want any problems. Unfortunately, we had to give Sonny away.
Well, of course.
I appreciate those guys giving shouts out to my pal and my Sonny Monkey Man. He was awesome.
Yeah, dude, but your monkey threw poop at the wall, Mike. That's
no,
not good.
No, he did not. Who
yes,
said
he
that?
Did. I've heard Who multiple that? Stories that Sonny liked to throw poop at people.
No, that's a lie. Whoever told you that? First of all, I know who told you that. It's Ernie. Ernie just said that because the monkey may or may not have been a little bit more intelligent than him.
Well, that's everybody's jealous of Ernie. Come on, we all know that to be the case. They're only human, and the monkey's even probably more human than most. But no, it wasn't even Ernie that told me that. I do know I do know the monkey locked Rob Fisher out of a room in your house once. Like literally locked Rob Fisher in the bathroom.
If I felt like he needed it.
You know what? The monkey was probably right on there too. Sonny was probably onto something with that one as well. Listen, man, I know you're busy. I appreciate you coming on the program. I'm incredibly happy for you. I think this is an awesome step, and we are all, as you guys hopefully know, the entire city is extremely excited with what you've done. Keep up the great work, and we'll look forward to hearing some more news, and it's always seemingly positive, and then we'll look forward to you guys putting this together.
Thanks, pal. We're going to do our best to make you guys proud for sure.
You got it, brother. No hard, not too hard there. You've already done a hell of a job.
Thank you.
All right, brother. Mike Miller right there.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.